is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. Remember, if you have a question or a comment, send it to comment@spingola.com. I no longer use that Yahoo address. Comment@spingola.com. All righty. You were talking about... Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm here.
Good.
Okay. So, yeah, talking about Abe Foxman, and obviously, you know, he and his people put a lot of leverage onto Facebook, and they're doing the same thing with Twitter.
Well, the ADL
and other social media.
Yeah. The ADL and YouTube made a deal back in December of 2008 that the ADL would censor YouTube in order to, you know, help them out a bit. I'm sure they've made the same kind of deal with Facebook and who knows what other websites.
Well, that's right. And you know, and what, you know, they can try and describe it through these in these various ways, claiming that this is hate speech and blah blah blah. And but you know, what it comes down to is it's anti-truth, and people are getting closer to the truth, and that's why they are coming down on this
now.
Yeah. And so I would, you know, like to think that, you know, I am doing, I've done them some damage in what I'm doing. And, you know, it's probably a matter of time too, before they're going to come down on WordPress and other websites as well. And, you know, this is the one reason why I say I haven't got my own domain name, is because, you know, all it takes is just for one person to complain to a web hosting site and boom, your site is gone, your work is gone. And, you know, you just kiss it goodbye. And bogus charges, you know.
But I think that, well, I've been with my company, the company that I use, for probably 3 or 4 years, and I've written some pretty controversial things. Now tomorrow it'll probably happen. They'll probably call me up. No, I actually haven't written anything of significance, so my website's pretty safe.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm trying to be on the cutting edge of these things. I'm definitely not engaged in hate speech whatsoever. I'm just trying to report the facts as best I can, and to give the other side of the story that people are not hearing. I do get a lot of, you know, criticism, you know, or some criticism, I should say, from people too, even on my, I have had on some of my friends from Facebook, because I am, you know, a little bit too strict, in what I will allow. But, you know, like I say, I've got my reputation to deal with. I've got my work and my own agenda, which is not necessarily what somebody else is doing, even though they may overlap. So,
but I think there's a difference in your writing. You are actually presenting the facts. You are not presenting opinion. And it's people's opinion that it can be more virile, can be more hateful. But if you are taking information, especially from their sources, and presenting it, then I don't know how they can accuse you of being hateful or of exercising hate speech when you're just presenting the facts and let people draw their own conclusions.
Yeah, and you know, and I do, you know, set pretty high standards for myself, and try to maintain the high road as much as possible in how I present these things, but they don't. You know, they can just throw out anything and claim that it's true, you know, and they smear you with it.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. They can say, yeah, she's been married 20 times or some such nonsense. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada, and his website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And I was just reading some of Abe's words here, and basically what his premise is that all this hate speech is going to create a lot of action. And so, it used to be that people said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, now they're saying, yes, it will provoke people to take action and might kill, could lead to somebody killing somebody. Mm-hmm. And he talks about social media page, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and some other ones. He doesn't mention yours, so I think you're okay.
For now. We'll see. But, I've been very consistent from the very beginning, both on my blog as well as on Facebook and anywhere else where I've had a presence about what I'm about and what I'm not about. And I state very clearly, I am not a neo-Nazi. I am not a white nationalist. I'm not engaged in hate. I don't have any other agenda except for truth and justice for my people. And, there's a lot of people, on both sides who are totally against what I'm doing, because they don't want the truth. They assume certain things about me. Then there's people who are actually, you'd think they're on the same side, or they think that they're on the same side as I am, but they believe something totally different again, and have a totally different agenda than what I have. And so, some people will try and kind of hijack my agenda for their purpose.
Indeed, that happens, I think, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a you know it's a tightrope that I walk, you know, like I'm looking for, you know, for support whenever I can get it from people, and I'm thankfully there are people waking up to this, and I do get many thanks, you know, daily from people both on Facebook and through emails and so on, thanking me for what I'm doing, and for the awareness that they are receiving. So that I really appreciate that. And, I do get donations here and there too. And I haven't got, it's hard to keep up with the volume of emails I get. So I don't always get around to thanking people personally. So if you are out there and haven't received a letter back from me, I do want to thank those who have been supportive and helped me to carry on with this. Great. It is a lot of work day in, day out that I do. And,
this is your life. This is your mission, your passion. Let me ask a question, or this is from Nancy, and she says, this might be a dumb question, but are there myths about East Germany specifically perpetrated by the so-called truth media?
About East Germany, myths about East Germany. Well, not that I can think of, really. East Germany was under the communist boot, for many years, and the Stasi were terrible. That's absolutely true. However, I have to say that a lot of the support I get comes from really good people from former East Germany, who are quite knowledgeable and who are, how shall I say this? They're far more sociable than the West Germans, and because they managed to maintain some, I think, of the attitude, some of the some of what national socialism had in the terms of the social culture, I think, was more preserved in East Germany than in the West, where it became basically an Americanized version of Germany through the Allied occupation, and Western Germany was very it's a me type of people there, very very self-centered, far more so than the East Germans that from my experience when I lived there anyways. And so
you mean that Americans went over there and corrupted those nice people?
I'm sorry.
Surely you're kidding, right?
Yeah, they really Americanized Germany, and they said about dividing the country again. You know, just the way that had been going on in the 1800s. You know, everybody fighting amongst themselves and with their own little agendas and so on. So it's hard for the Germans to unite. And again, trying to get back to that question, no, I can't think of anything in particular. You'd have to give me a concrete example. But off the top of my head, I really can't think of anything there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was from Nancy.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, if you have questions, just address them to comment@spingola.com. And I am very happy that that people are supporting your work. I mean, that's important to know that what you're doing is appreciated.
Yeah. I wanted to bring this out today. I haven't talked about this publicly yet. I have been in some discussion with Arthur Topham, who you've had on your show. You know him well. From
yes, very nice gentleman.
And Arthur, he is of course being charged with crimes for hate speech and so on here in Canada. And he's just the most recent one of a long list of people in Canada who have been harassed and stalked and eventually charged with hate speech and so on. And my I I I've had some contact with him over the years, and particularly in the last couple of months. And I told him, the time has come, Arthur, when, we have to kind of go on the offensive here. We can't just sit back and keep taking this. And the thing is that, even here, in Canada, and I'm sure in the States too, the Germans have been so divided amongst themselves, and they try to keep a low profile and stick to themselves. And yet I hear it from them, that they have, sat alone in silence and had to put up with the stuff, and they're sick of it. So the time has come, I think, to try and organize and to counter some of this stuff on a different level. And so I put a proposal together and sent it off to Arthur, and he's shared it with a number of his friends, and I've shared it with some of mine. And what I'm planning on doing is registering actually a legal society here in the province of British Columbia where I live. And I haven't come up with a name for the society yet, but basically along the lines of Truth and Justice for Germans. And so I am looking for people who might want to help me with that. And I've already drafted a two-page constitution for that. So if anybody, and the thing is that this is going to be open to people across Canada, but initially to get this going, if it's going to have any success, any hope of success, I do need people in British Columbia, and the best thing would be if they're in the Vancouver, Fraser Valley area, that would be perfect, but not necessary, but British Columbia for sure. And I need at least 5 people, but a dozen people would be nice to get this thing going. If there is anybody out there that's German or of German descent, they can contact me through my website, or just email me justice4germans@gmail.com if they're interested, and give me a little bit of, just a brief background about yourself and why you're interested in doing this, and then I can send you some more information, and maybe we can get something going in the future. Right. It's not going to happen overnight, but I do think that that's ultimately the way I want to go with this, to give us some legal standing and legitimacy to begin to counteract the years and years of propaganda that we have had to deal with and suffer through, and to start laying some complaints of our own about the hate speech against us.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do have a question from the chat room. It's really light-minded, but it just made me chuckle. Wayne, did the Nazis really put high fructose corn syrup into the cereal to turn the children into morons?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
I don't quite think so.
Oh my goodness, that was just so funny.
Something when you contacted me, it was a week or two ago, to invite me on there, I mentioned to you something I was looking into was this guy by the name of Sefton Delmer.
A terrible scoundrel he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was basically, people want to go on and on and on about Joseph Goebbels and how horrible the Nazis were and all their propaganda and lies and deceiving people. And, and that is totally nonsense.
Exactly.
Oh, we got the break coming up.
Right. And we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back in 3 minutes.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com, and we are going to talk about Sefton Delmer, who was born in Berlin, and he headed the Berlin Bureau of the London Daily Express. He was a scoundrel, a liar.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Totally. And okay, well, I'll let you continue there, Deanna.
Oh, that's okay. Well, he was he operated out of Bush House, which is a house that was built some time back, and it was in honor of the Pilgrim Society, and just the statue right above the entrance is very, very interesting. It's kind of Illuminati kind of stuff, and it's in London. And he broadcast over the BBC, and as I mentioned, he was head of the political warfare executive, and he was into black propaganda, which is different than white propaganda. Perhaps you could explain the difference.
Yeah, well, it's disinformation, you know, total disinformation. And I recently published an article, actually, that was written by Joseph Goebbels. And that's something else you can go ahead and read on my website. And the thing is that, as far as Goebbels is concerned, there was only the term propaganda back then. They didn't use, you know, things like public relations, marketing, and things like that. There was just the term propaganda. And their idea was that propaganda should always be truthful, not full of lies. Right. You know, be honest with the people, you know. And the British had a totally different concept. And they had what was called the Ministry of Information. And that was run by, what's his name again now? Duff Cooper. And so this is who, from what my reading of it, is that Stephen Delmar was working under him. And, pardon me. And so, you know, this was total, you know, black ops, putting out false news reports and broadcasting into Germany, you know, to try and deceive the German people as well.
Right, because he was born in Berlin. He could speak the German language fluently.
Exactly.
And what he did is he worked to weaken the morale by pretending to be disillusioned with the Hitler's regime.
Indeed, yeah. And it's funny, he grew up in Berlin. His father, they say, was Australian.
Right.
I have the funny feeling he might have been something else, but his mother was British, and he always considered himself British. And it's like as soon as Hitler came to power, he basically, you know, did the same thing as many of the self-described Jews had done, and bailed and went against Germany very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when we hear these stories that are propagated today over and over, these different myths that are out there, I think, you know, this is where we need to look at, you know, where did all this come from? And, you know, it was from British black ops. They were the masters of it, not Germany, not Hitler, not Goebbels, the Brits, and what their agenda was. And it was very hateful.
Right. Could I read a comment that he made in 1945?
Yes.
He said, and this was, of course, after the war ended, and he said, and I quote, "We won this war with atrocity propaganda, and now we will start more than ever. We will continue this atrocity propaganda. We will increase it until nobody will accept one good word from the Germans anymore, until everything is destroyed, which might have upheld them, their sympathies in other countries, and until they will be so confused that they don't know what to do anymore," unquote.
Right. And what can I say about that other than mission accomplished?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And that was intentional.
Yes, absolutely. And so that, you know, and that started, you know, not during the war. That started even before the war, well before the war, with this atrocity propaganda starting in 1933. You know, so he was a promoter of that all along. And anything at all to defeat National Socialism and to maintain Britain's upper hand. You know, and this is another one of the myths that we encounter all the time, is that Hitler wanted to take over the world. Excuse me, who was in charge of the world at that point in time? It was the British Empire.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
All along. And, you know, and all of Hitler's statements, reading speech after speech after speech, you can hear he had no intentions of invading any other countries or even taking over Europe, much less the world. You know, a war was forced on the Germans, to which he had to react and then do what was necessary to protect German interests, you know.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Our guest today is Wayne from Canada, and somebody asked in the chat room about the Mengele myths, and I honestly believe that those came from the book that I mentioned earlier, Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, which was initially published as a novel, but they took that book and they made it into the truth.
Sure. Yeah, that's that. I would agree with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to, I haven't written anything or put anything, an article together on this character. It's just been somebody I've been looking at the last while, this Sefton Delmer character. Yeah. And this is what it had to say, the UK National Archives had to say about him. Dennis Sefton Delmer was the Daily Express correspondent in Berlin in the 1930s, later recovering the Spanish Civil War. During the Second World War, he was responsible for psychological war broadcasts to Germany. The file notes that Sefton Delmer was a great friend of Otto Jahn, or, you know, English, that's J-O-H-N, John, and arranged the English translation of his memoirs for serialization in the Daily Express. And the file notes that although Delmer may not have been a communist, he certainly writes like one.
Now, T. Stokes, who has a very nice website, said that Delmer actually admitted that they transported bodies from other areas to the camps. in order to take those photos.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, and a lot of times in these, we'll see these bodies, piles of bodies and so on. You know, a lot of times I'm convinced that those were actually Germans.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
From the bombing and whatnot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was one German YouTube video I came across, and I've been trying to find it again. It's possible that it might have been deleted, but there was a guy who did about a 15-minute YouTube video about this, and he actually really nailed it very well. But I haven't been able to find that again because I would like to translate that. What if I do find it again, I will want to do that.
Now, T. Stokes also mentioned Alfred Hitchcock, and that Alfred Hitchcock got his start by doing some films for the War Department, and he was kind of a macabre kind of a character, and that's where he got his start. And then he came over here, and all of the Jews were very happy to have him, direct their films and whatnot. So mm-hmm. when you look at all this, the skilled people, the filmmaking crew that they had, doing all this filming with the War Department that followed the soldiers in, and in fact, T. Stokes also makes mention of the fact that the bomb squad were the first people to go into the buildings, and that none of the people on the bomb squad mentioned anything about gas chambers or anything like that.
Right, and I mean, you know, even Winston Churchill never mentioned any of that stuff.
Right, in his books.
Right. Yeah. So, this is
just a made-up thing in the '60s. It started in the '60s with the book about Auschwitz, and they thought, "Wow, we could really make this work for us." And any time that you talk about trouble anywhere in the world, it always means fundraising.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I got to watch what I say about that, so I'm going to leave that one there, because I happen to be in Canada here. There was one incident in particular that Sefton Delmer was involved, and I'm just trying to find my notes on that. This had to do with, where is it here? Where did it go? I hate that. Sorry. I should have written this up a little bit better before I came on with this today, but, there was a World War II, pilot in Germany who was a hero basically and was very well known throughout the country. His name was Helmut Lent. He was a German night fighter. Whoops, are you still there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, sir. I just heard a noise. I thought we got disconnected. Okay. So, anyways. He was quite well known throughout Germany, and it was a hero during the early part of the war. And he was accidentally shot down actually by German a flak artillery. And when Delmer got word of that, he made a total new story out of it. Claiming that Lent, who was a Catholic, had turned against the National Socialist government of Adolf Hitler, and because the Germans, the evil Nazis had been subverting the Catholic Church and all this kind of stuff, and so he turned around and made an article about this and was dropping it all over Germany from the bomber planes. They weren't just dropping bombs, they were dropping messages. This got circulated quite well within Germany that this guy was shot down by his own government on purpose. to shut him up. Yeah. And he was very successful. So Delmer was very successful with this one. That got a lot of traction. And a number of, you know, we'll hear about, oh, well, the evil Nazis, they were rounding up the, you know, they were against the church and they were rounding up the ministers and the priests and they were putting them in concentration camps. Well, that did happen in some occasions. And the reason why is that because they were actually reading this article by Sefton Delmar from the pulpit as fact. Yeah.
My goodness. So, well, because he was a German speaker, and that was his job, and those priests and those people who were reading those things over the pulpit trusted him, and it worked. His black propaganda worked.
Yeah. There's a This is what he had to say himself. This an interview that somebody did with him. He says, "Tell me, Mr. Delmer, a young German recently asked me in Hamburg, when the British dropped those counterfeit ration tickets, why did they not make a better job of it? So they were dropping all kinds of things here." He says, "Why did they drop cards that are so poorly faked that no one could use them?" I told him, "I must confess that the success of the other RAF job, the Werner Mulders letter, undertaken early in 1942, came as a surprise to me. Far before launching it, I had the greatest misgivings about entrusting any black job to the RAF. Colonel Mulders, this was called the Mulders letter. One of the most publicized fighter aces of the Luftwaffe had been shot down by German flak near Breslau in the last days of 41. It was almost certainly an accident. But of course, we did not leave it at that way when we learned of the particular circumstances of this end from a captured Luftwaffe officer. Where Werner Mulder said the officer was a devout Catholic. He'd become outspokenly critical of the anti-Christian Nazi regime after a British air raid on Munster, when the Nazis had insisted on taking over a convent there and expelling the nuns from it. Among this, his sister. Himmler's SD had just begun to investigate Mulder's treasonable outburst when he was shot down and killed as he was coming in to land at the airfield at Breslau. Clearly, this ambiguous death of one of the most popular heroes of the Third Reich was bound to be much discussed in Germany, and I determined to exploit it with every means at our disposal. I'll leave it there. So that was the Mulder's letter concerning this famous German fighter pilot who was accidentally shot down. And yeah, the British used that for their own black propaganda purposes. Just one example. There was one other thing in researching this. Like I say, I haven't, you know, collated all of this stuff and put it all together. I'm just going through various notes that I've got here going on, but I came across something just recently. And this was something I mentioned, Duff Cooper, who was the Minister of Information. Well, you know, that was the Minister of Propaganda for Britain. And here's an article that was published in the Vancouver Sun. This was on April 23rd, 1940. So this is, you know, shortly after the war had begun. This is, you know, well, the war was just being fought on the Western Front. And what he said was, this is the big headline, "War to Death Against All German People." He said, war to the death against the whole German people and not merely against the Nazi regime was urged today by Alfred Duff Cooper, former First Lord of the Admiralty. Mr. Duff Cooper spoke before the Royal Society of St. George in place of Winston Churchill, First Lord of the Admiralty. Duff Cooper assailed invasions of Austria, Czechoslovakia, Austria, Denmark, and Norway as the crimes of a whole people and said the Allied slogan must be, never again shall one nation be allowed to plunge the world into war. And he quotes Hitler saying, Hitler says the entire German people is behind him, declares Cooper. I, for one, am prepared to take him at his word. Victory is certain. No nation with command of the sea has ever been defeated. Not even the wildest and most fantastic mendacity could lay a particle of blame for this war on the shoulders of England or France. Very nice. The whole guilt is on the shoulders of Germany. They have hardly ceased to protest their guiltlessness of the last war when they render themselves guilty of another. He referred in detail to Nazi aggressions and said that Norway, the latest victim, is fighting side by side with us to maintain her freedom. Now, this series of crimes, which have made a horror of Europe, are not the crimes of one man, nor are they the crimes of a small band of criminals, he continued. Let us not underestimate our antagonists. It is wishful thinking, and it is dangerous thinking to believe we can drive a wedge between the German government and the German people. We must accept no soft words or specious promises, as we did when they came whining and groveling to Versailles. Really? But
oh
yeah.
My goodness, they didn't even have a voice at Versailles.
I know.
We
must defeat the German people in battle. It is going to be formidable. It is going to be a fearful task. How long will it take to accomplish? No one can say, but victory is certain in the end. Command of the sea gives us access to all the raw materials in the world. So he's admitting they're the power of the world.
Oh, of course.
We have and besides
that's what they took away from Germany in World War I. In fact, they talked about doing that in 1910, about putting up an embargo after the war. Well, no, there was a guy that wrote about it in 1918, and they were going to wage economic warfare against Germany. And this was in 1918. This guy wrote this book.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, we have a caller.
Let me just finish this last couple of sentences here. It says, we have, besides the good opinion, the approval, the well wishes of every civilized, liberty-loving man and woman on earth. The speaker declared, Germany has assumed many ugly shapes in her past, but never has the face of Germany assumed so villainous and vile an aspect as under leadership of this little gang of blood-stained, money-making murderers. Once more, St. George is mounted on his charger. His adversary, his quarry, is the most vile that he has ever gone out to destroy.
Amazing.
Yeah. Just sickening.
Amazing. Alrighty, let's take a phone call. Let's take Michael in California. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello, I want to just make a couple comments. He was talking about Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister. It's like today, if you don't speak the language, we don't know what the other leader is saying. Like Ahmadinejad, when he was speaking about pushing Israel into the sea, we have no idea what he said because we don't speak Arabic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what Hitler said, but my father does, because he learned fluent to speak fluent German. And by the way, he is black and I'm black. He was over there in the late 50s, and he got immersed in the German culture. He didn't go to the bars and stuff like where we have bases. It's just like a little America where we have our bases. But he went into Germany, and he was immersed, and he learned German and spoke it fluently.
Wonderful.
But back to about after the war and stuff, the Zionists, they were already saying there were 6 million people killed in World War I.
Right.
And then we have, there's a few things about the Holocaust that he can't speak about, but at all the museums they have drawings and stuff by the children that were in the Holocaust. how did they get the materials to paint and do all this stuff, and how did they have the time if they're marched off to the death camps?
Exactly.
And there was another thing. About 6 years ago, there was a guy in New York, a Holocaust survivor. He was going to school and explaining about his life in the concentration camps. He went to three separate concentration camps, he said, because he was so sick, the camp he was at, they couldn't medically take care of him, so he went to a better camp that had better doctors, and then went to a third camp that had better doctors. And that's how he lived.
Michael, stay over the break if you would like, and we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.org. WordPress.com, and I believe we still have Michael. Michael, did you want to ask Wayne a question?
I don't have a question. I'm going to look at his website. I've been following a bunch of stuff. One thing I found out, everything I learned in high school was false.
Yeah.
There's a book that should be a history book, and it would change. We wouldn't need, you'd have, have you heard of the book, The Synagogue of Satan?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. That, I'm reading that book, and it's shocking and frightening.
It is.
And
definitely.
Okay.
One last thing. About the Holocaust, wasn't it anyone in Europe, no matter where they were, after the war, they were a Holocaust survivor?
Yes, it was just about anybody that was anywhere.
Yep.
I mean, you could have lived in Florida and been a Holocaust survivor.
I could have been one.
Sure.
And one more thing. I've only heard of one thing in history that if you speak against it, I mean, there's a law that you can't speak against it, which is the Holocaust, which makes no sense. If it was true, there wouldn't be a law protecting it.
Right. Your comments, Wayne.
Okay, I can't. There's a few things I can't comment on there, but going back to his original statement, regarding so-called propaganda, the difference is that, well, for one thing, you can get a lot of speeches of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels online that are translated in English. So you can go through there and read their own words, and that's what I do a lot of the time. But going back to that era, see, what they did back then was the National Socialists were not dealing in sound bites and putting out little phrases and throwaway lines like Duff Cooper did in that article there. He was always, when he spoke, you know, he was speaking at length, giving details, and his speeches were then published in the newspapers the next day for everybody to read. They weren't getting, you know, well, Hitler said this and this, and that was the end of it. No, they gave you the whole speech, so people knew what he was talking about. They knew why he was talking about these things, and they understood, right? It wasn't just the, you know, we didn't have the controlled media like we have here, where they'll just give you a 30-second soundbite, or give you, the person, you, Mr. Ahmadinejad, said this, and this, and that. No, they were giving you the full deal and letting people make up their own minds, right? And not just little blurbs and soundbites and like throwaway lines.
Yeah, that's true. And with our country is so dumbed down, even when we were talking about Iraq and Iran, they said Iran was helping Iraq with bombs and stuff, or IUDs and all this. And they showed the material they had, and it was in English. And the Americans just said, yeah, they're doing it.
Amazing. And people believed it.
And they still do.
Yes, they still do. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for your phone call.
Okay,
and Wayne, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Yo, thank you for having me again, and look for my new article debunking the Hitler escape to South America.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll
I'll have that out later today.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners.